a record recently as a globe, but it's a grim one. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll discuss this growing disaster and the options we have to fight against it. Meanwhile, one man's garbage is garbage. People shouldn't have to depend on it to survive. We'll talk about that and what you can do to help in just a few moments. Our first story, the number of refugees is now officially the highest it's ever been in recent history. Yesterday, the UNHCR reported a record-breaking 65 million refugees from the end of 2015. Basically, if current refugees were their own nation, they would be the world's 21st largest country. Now, those statistics can be overwhelming, but it's not slowing down outreach. Claudia Adame with E3 Partners was just in Germany working with refugees and shares.
One of the ways we start conversations is just letting them know that we've heard about what's happening and that we've traveled to come and just to let them know that they're not forgotten.
Refugees are often fleeing close countries. So when they meet with E3 Partners, many are curious about Christianity.
One family we worked with, the young man said, they as a family had watched the Jesus film in their language three different times on the internet. That was something that they couldn't do before.
Next, research shows that Asia is part of the world with the greatest strategic importance to the United States. It's also home to the highest amount of unreached people groups. Joe Handley of Asian Access says this is an opportunity to train believers for spiritual leadership.
We come alongside key pastors and now CEOs and senior vice presidents in the business sphere, but predominantly with pastors over the last 35 years, investing deeply in their lives and building capacity for them.
Now, this work has proven fruitful, as seen by the impact Christians recently had in Nepal during the constitution ratification.
Today, they have the first secular state constitution that they've ever had, saying we're no longer exclusively tied to one religion, but that all religions can be a part of this nation of Nepal.
You can find some ways to support this work when you read the full story online. You're listening to Mission Network News. Quick geo quiz. Where is Abkhazia? According to Greg Mangione of SOAR International, if you didn't know, you're not alone.
It's a small area of land, people that have largely been forgotten and live in extreme poverty.
See, this is disputed territory near Russia, and it's here that churches are reaching out and people are taking notice.
The unique outreach that the church is doing, reaching out to the handicapped, that's a big unmet need in the country.
But the churches can't do it alone. They need all the help they can get, from prayer to discipleship to financial support. And that's where you and your church come in, as a sister church.
It could kind of be as much as you wanted to make of it. The believers over there, as here, we all need encouragement. We need the iron sharpening iron. We need the brothers to be able to share needs with, to share praises with.
You want to get your church involved? You can learn more at missionnews.org. Finally, have you ever heard of Chimaltenango? It's a town in southwestern Guatemala where poverty is the norm, and people spend long days combing trash in search of something to sell. The team at Orphan Outreach dreamt of better for this area. Ronnie Rock shares a little bit about the ministry's community care program.
I talked to Dan Ukarek, who oversees the ministry's Dream Come True, a new community care center that will offer tutoring, workshops, crisis relief, and more.
Half of our families that we're working with work in the garbage dump. The other half are people that are on the same poverty level.
The gospel is at the heart of what is being done in Chimaltenango through Orphan Outreach. Local churches will help counseling and training for families. Dan invites you to be part of Orphan Outreach's Family Preservation Ministry.
You can come on a mission trip and personally meet these people and allow God to use them to change your life.
From Guatemala, this is Ronnie Rock.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. One Way is inviting you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up the representative nations in prayer. Get signed up or get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.